afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Double M Special is now boarding on track 13.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah?
Is this the train to Odyssey?
Yep, we stopped there, all right.
Good. This is it, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, if it is, you better get on right now. That's the last signal.
You heard the man, Eugene. Move it.
Yes, sir.
All aboard!
Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey! Wow, Whit and Eugene are taking a train ride from Chicago back to Odyssey. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Or will it? Let's join them and find out.
This is the lounge car.
A much more satisfactory noise level.
Doesn't look very crowded.
Oh, there's plenty of folks. A couple cars back. Conventioneers, you know.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, a bunch of mannequin salesmen headed for a convention in Cincinnati. They'll be up soon enough. Enjoy the quiet while you can. Let me get you a porter to carry your bags.
Okay, B7, that's down at the end of the car, like right next to the detective.
Detective?
Yeah, his name is McGreevy. I think he's from, like, England or something. He's touring around the United States trying to learn about how we do police work and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I guess. Uh-oh, make way for the conventioneers.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, come on,
No, really, you can come. It'll be a party for
You indeed. Mr. Whitaker, what is it about conventions that cause some people to lose all their manners?
Hey, guys, wait up!
Oops, one more!
Guys, I said to wait...
You!
Well, well, if it isn't Eugene Meltzner.
Lawrence Chalmers.
Hey, long time no see, huh?
What are you doing here?
Ooh, hostile. Is that any way to talk to an old friend?
Friend? It's only by the greatest stretch of the imagination that you could possibly use that term to describe our relationship, Lawrence.
I can see you haven't changed. You still talk just like a dictionary.
Yes, a dictionary whose contents you stole!
Eugene, easy, calm down.
Yeah, Eugene, easy, calm down. Listen to him, whoever he is.
I'm John Whitaker. Your name is Lawrence?
That's right. Lawrence Chalmers. Pleased to meet you.
Don't shake hands with him, Mr. Whitaker. He might steal your fingers.
Eugene.
You know, I didn't think you were the type to hold a grudge, Eugene. Especially over such a little misunderstanding.
Little misunderstanding? I worked for 6 weeks on that paper, and you received my A+.
Which carried me the rest of the way through school. You know, I never did say thank you for that. Well... never let it be said that Lawrence Chalmers didn't repay a debt. Thank you, Eugene.
Now let me show you my gratitude.
Eugene! Stop it. What is the matter with you?
Really, Eugene? You need to learn to calm down.
Eugene, stop! Lawrence, I think you'd better join your friends.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, I just had a brainstorm. Just to show you there's no hard feelings, Eugene... put your dinner tonight on my tab. Just make sure you eat it in the dining car. I got a little surprise for you.
I've had quite enough of your surprises, thank you.
Oh, I think you'll want to see this one. As a matter of fact, this is one you definitely won't want to miss. See ya.
Eugene, are you all right?
I believe so, Mr. Whitaker. Thank you for restraining me.
I've never seen you act that way before.
Yes, well... I apologize for my behavior, but Lawrence Chalmers is the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back.
Eugene, what he did was very bad, there's no doubt about it, but, well, it was just a grade. Don't you think you're overreacting?
Overreacting? No, Mr. Whitaker, it wasn't just a grade.
Oh?
I had to write a completely new paper overnight, which, of course, was inferior to my original. I received a lower grade on it, which in turn lowered my final grade, which in turn... lowered my grade point average. As a result, the college I wanted to attend, the University of Chicago, wouldn't accept me. So I ended up at Campbell County Community.
Well, their loss was our gain.
True, but it goes... well, it goes deeper than that.
What do you mean?
Well, moving to Odyssey meant moving away from, people.
Oh, including one special person?
Yes. Margaret Hoffmeyer.
Uh-huh.
All because of Lawrence Chalmers. If you'll excuse me, Mr. Whittaker.
Eugene, are you sure you want to do this? I mean, we can eat in our room, you know.
No, Mr. Whittaker. You taught me not to run away from my problems. Besides, if I eat in our room, Lawrence won't pay for my meal.
Pardon me, gentlemen. I was sitting at the next table. I couldn't help overhearing. Your name is Whittaker?
Yes, it is.
Then we're neighbors of a sort. My name is McGreevy.
Oh, yes, the detective of the next compartment.
Detective? That is what you Yanks call us. Actually, my official title is Inspector.
Well, Inspector, this is Eugene Melsner, my traveling companion.
Salutations, Inspector.
So, you must be the Eugene who was making such a row earlier today in the hall in front of my door.
Oh, yes, I apologize if I disturbed you.
Not at all. At the moment, it was a welcome diversion. I've been writing while I traverse your fair country. Tried to finish it before my holiday ended.
Well, what's it about, if I may ask?
Oh, I doubt that you would find it very interesting. It's called The History of the Reading Jail.
Reading Jail? Isn't that where they kept Oscar Wilde?
You do know something of English literature, don't you? Yes, the great writer was kept there. Even wrote a most moving poem about it.
The Ballad of Reading Jail.
You know, we studied that in my freshman year.
Oh, my goodness. It really is you.
Margaret?
Eugene.
Margaret!
Oh, Eugene.
I say, demonstrative, isn't she?
Yes, aren't they both? Eugene?
Oh, I'm sorry. But this is her. This is Margaret.
Well, I gathered that much, Eugene.
Margaret, it's unbelievable that you're here. It's... Wait. You're the surprise, aren't you?
Eugene.
No, tell me it isn't true. Please, tell me you didn't marry Lawrence Chalmers. Oh, Margaret.
I'm so sorry. I should go.
Go? No, wait.
It was wonderful seeing you again.
Oh, Margaret.
Eugene, are you all right?
No, Mr. Whittaker. I don't think I am.
Why don't you come and sit down, my boy? I believe your food is on the way. You'll feel better after you eat.
I'm not hungry. Isn't that ironic? He steals my paper, my girl. Now he's stolen my appetite.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going back to the compartment. I want to see if he's stolen my sleep.
At the risk of sounding unsympathetic, that was a wonderful meal.
Well, there was no sense in letting it go to waste.
I notice you didn't eat much of your food. Look, I know you're concerned, but the poor boy wants to be left alone.
Yes, I know, Inspector, but you don't understand. This is very unlike him. And it's not just him that's peculiar. There have been a lot of peculiar things happening ever since we got on this train. Something is just not right here.
None of us really knows what another person is capable of doing, even those people we call our best friends.
I suppose you're right.
I think we've pondered this enough for one day. Let's say we have some tea brought to my compartment, and you can look over the roughs of my book.
Hey, that sounds good. Hold on. The train's headed for a curve.
Interesting. Look out the window. You can see the entire train behind us.
That's odd.
What?
Why, the door on that rear car just opened.
Oh, yes, that's a storage car. There's nothing there, but... Good heavens! There's somebody there!
Not just somebody, a couple of people. It looks like they're struggling.
One of them just fell out.
We've got to stop this train.
There, pull the emergency cord.
Nothing's happening.
It must be disconnected. Come on, we've got to get back there.
Let's hurry. Someone turn the lights off. Help me get this door closed.
Right.
Oh, phew.
Well, I wonder who...
Shh, listen.
Someone's in here.
Find a light switch.
Got it.
Margaret!
Good heavens!
Margaret! What happened?
No! They were fighting. I told them to stop, and then the door was open, and he pushed him out.
Who? Who pushed who out?
Lawrence.
Lawrence pushed someone out?
No. He was pushed.
Well, who pushed him? Margaret. Margaret, who pushed Lawrence out?
Eugene.
Is it really true? Find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues, right after this. And now, back to the adventure.
I don't believe it. Are you sure?
Eugene.
Margaret.
This is no place to question her. Let's take her back to my compartment.
Then what?
Then we find Eugene. All right now. Just lie down here on the sofa. I'll ring the porter.
I'm going to find Eugene.
You'll use the connecting door. Blast, where is that porter when you need him?
Eugene, are you in here?
Oh, yes,
Eugene!
A strong tea, please, and an extra blanket.
Yes.
Come on,
right.
Eugene.
Right away.
Well?
He's not in his room. This can't be happening.
I'm afraid it is. It doesn't look very good for your friend.
Margaret?
Yes?
I want you to tell me exactly what happened after you left us in the dining car tonight.
Well, I went back to the convention car. It was very loud.
Yes?
And I stayed until I couldn't stand it anymore. And then I went to the storage car. Lawrence followed me back. He wanted to know why I was crying, and when I wouldn't tell him, he started pushing me around, and all of a sudden, Eugene was there.
And
they fought, and
All right. Shh, just lie back now. Whitaker, are you satisfied now?
No.
What more do you want?
I want Eugene. I want to hear his side of the story.
What makes you think he'll tell the truth?
What makes you think she is?
I'll be surprised if you find him. If he's smart, he's jumped off the train.
At the speed this train is going, he'd never survive.
Well, what about Margaret?
After the porter comes, lock her in here. She'll be safe enough. I'm going to search the back half of the train, and you can take the front half. I'll meet you back here in an hour.
All right, but do be careful.
Hello, Inspector.
Yeah, I can see your luck was about as good as mine.
Well, let's see how Margaret's doing.
Good heavens, she's gone!
Margaret! Margaret!
It's no use, Whitaker. Help me close this window.
Pardon me, but all this shouting is hardly conducive to sound sleep.
Eugene!
Get him! I've got him now! What? I've got you round.
Now, just a minute, Inspector. Hold it.
Now, this isn't conducive to sound sleeping either, you know.
Take care, Whitaker. He's already struck twice.
Would someone please tell me what is going on?
We'll ask the questions. You answer them. Starting with, where have you been all night?
Mr. Whitaker?
Answer the question, Eugene.
Well, after I left both of you at the dining car, I came back here. Intending to sleep. However, my thoughts were so filled with Lawrence and Margaret that sleep was an impossibility. So I wandered around for a bit and discovered a tiny, peaceful alcove with a skylight just off the back part of the lounge car. So I went in there and slept till a painful neck cramp awakened me, and I came back to the compartment where I've been ever since. Why? What's happened?
Well, Eugene, earlier tonight, the inspector and I saw someone being pushed out of the train.
That's right. Lawrence Chalmers.
Lawrence?
We went to where he was pushed and found Margaret.
We questioned her, and she said that you pushed Lawrence.
Me? How could she say that? Let me talk to her. I'm
afraid that's a bit of an impossibility.
Why?
Well, when we went out looking for you, we locked Margaret in this compartment. When we came back, the window was open and she was gone.
Oh, no! No!
Why did you do it, Eugene?
I didn't do anything!
Come now, it'll go easier on you if you confess.
Now, just hold on, hold on. Eugene couldn't have done anything to Margaret because the doors were locked, remember? There was no way for him to get in.
Oh, hi, Mr. Meltzner. What are you doing in this room? I thought you wanted in, the one next door.
What?
You let him into his room?
Yeah, a little while ago.
Wait a minute. Why would you let him into his own room?
Because he was having, trouble with his key. Kept sticking or something. So I went around and opened all the doors for him.
Including the connecting door?
Well, yeah, come to think of it,
that's not true! My key never stuck! I haven't even seen this porter since he helped us with our bags yesterday afternoon. He's like, I tell you,
Hold it!
Now look, Whittaker, I know he's your friend, but the evidence is clear and the facts are adding up. He's had motive and opportunity and no credible alibi in both cases.
I know, but there's still something strange here.
We're going to be pulling into Odyssey in about 40 minutes. If you haven't found it by then, I'm going to have to turn him over to the authorities.
No!
Personally, I don't see anything missing. As far as I'm concerned, this case is a wrap.
A wrap, huh? Inspector, would you do me a favor? Take everyone here and move them to the lounge?
Well, wait a minute. Everyone?
Yes, everyone. You got a problem with that?
No.
Good.
What about you?
Oh, I'll be there. I just have to make a few stops first. Well, hello, everyone. You're all here.
All right, Whittaker. We're getting ready to pull into Odyssey. Now, what's this all about?
Well, Inspector, I've been doing some thinking about everything that's happened tonight, and a lot of things just don't make sense to me. So I thought it was about time everything came out into the open.
Do I really need to be here for this?
Oh, yes, Porter. As a matter of fact, I thought we'd start with you.
Start? Like
do you like brain teasers, Porter?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, let me ask you one, and then maybe you will know. Why would a young, talented, loving woman allow herself to be talked into marriage by a vile, despicable man who doesn't know the meaning of the word love? That's a toughie, isn't it? But here's an even tougher one. Why would that same woman try to get out of the marriage by framing her husband's murder on the one man who truly loved her?
But just a minute, Whittaker. Are you saying that's what Margaret did?
Why don't you ask her? She's sitting right here.
What? Margaret? Is that really you?
Oh, Eugene.
Good heavens.
Margaret, why? Why would you do this? I thought you cared about me.
I did, Eugene. Once, a long time ago. But I was desperate to get rid of Lawrence. And your appearance on this train gave me the perfect way out. I'm sorry.
So you pushed your husband out and then made it look like you were pushed out too, is that it?
Yes. It may not have worked out exactly the way I wanted, but at least I'm rid of Lawrence Chalmers.
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
What do you mean?
Yes, what are you saying, Whittaker?
I'm saying that Lawrence isn't dead.
What? You think he could have survived that fall?
No, I don't think he fell at all.
But we both saw him.
Oh, I agree we saw something fall from the train, but it wasn't Lawrence Chalmers. I just came back from visiting with our conventionaire friends a few minutes ago. Nice group of guys. I started asking them about their inventory, and you all remember what they sell, don't you?
Mannequins.
You mean to say that a mannequin was thrown from the train?
Yep.
But if that's true, then where in the world is Lawrence Chalmers?
That is the question of the hour. But I think the answer can be found in jail.
Jail?
Now, there's something you know a lot about, eh, Inspector?
Well, yes, I do, but I'm not sure I understand your meaning.
And I didn't understand your spelling.
My spelling?
You showed me your manuscript about the history of Reading Jail, which you spelled J-A-I-L, and its connection with Oscar Wilde. Well, most anyone from England knows that Reading Jail is spelled G-A-O-L, especially someone who claims to be a scholar about the subject, which led me to believe that you are not a scholar, nor are you even from England.
But this is preposterous.
Is it, Lawrence Chalmers? Well?
All right, you got me.
I don't understand. What is the meaning of all this?
Easy, Eugene. A brain like yours should be able to figure it out.
Huh?
I've always wanted you neatly tucked away so you could never raise a ruckus about that paper I stole. When you showed up on this train, it seemed like the best opportunity I'd ever have. Just like always, Eugene, you played the victim very well.
Once a victim, always a victim.
Oh, please, Eugene, spare me the dramatics.
I beg your pardon?
There's only one victim in this room.
And who might that be?
Me.
You?
That's right. A victim of this whole little hoax you've conjured up. I'm right, aren't I?
Now that you mention it, you're absolutely correct. Mr. Whitaker, meet some of my drama student friends from Campbell County Community College. Jeffrey Chisholm is the inspector and Lawrence Chalmers. Ta-da! Jennifer Morley is Margaret and the porter. Ta-da! And I'll introduce you to the rest later.
But why? What in the world made you think of pulling such a trick?
Well, you yourself say again and again how important diversions from our daily routine can be helpful to our creativity. I thought after endless board meetings in Chicago, you'd be challenged by a mystery train.
Well, I was indeed.
What, may I ask, was your first clue that things were not quite as they seemed? Hmm?
You were my first clue. You may be a genius, Eugene, but you could use some acting lessons.
Oh.
Odyssey Central, all off for Odyssey Central.
That's us. Shall we return to Wits End for a little celebration of our hoax?
Yes.
Great, okay.
Sorry, but your celebration will have to wait.
Police?
What is this?
I'm sorry, officer, but there must be some mistake. We're just leaving here.
Yes.
There sure was. Thanks for cabling me, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, I forgot all about that. I cabled ahead to the police here when we thought Lawrence Chalmers was thrown off the train. Oh. It was all a hoax, officer.
Yeah. Well, maybe to you, but not to the Chicago police.
What?
They checked the spot where you said the body was dropped.
And they found the mannequin, correct?
Wrong, Mr. Melsner. They found a body.
But that is impossible. We threw a mannequin off of the train.
Says you. All we know is we got a wire from Mr. Whitaker saying a body was thrown off the train, and a body was found. Sergeant, take them all in for questioning. We'll let the Chicago police decide whether to book them.
Well, book us? Book us for what?
For murder.
Murder?
Take them away. Not Mr. Whitaker. I want to talk to him here. Well, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, thank you, Jim. I owe you for this.
No charge. How long should we hold him before we tell him you were just playing a trick?
Oh, not long. 1 or 2 hours, maybe.
You're an ornery critter, John Avery.
No, I'm just a believer in breaking up the daily routine.
Looks like Whit got the last laugh in after all. I'm glad we were able to come along on their little diversion. Like Eugene said, it's good to break up the routine and relax once in a while. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.